Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. Four questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob. Here we go. Number one, a couple sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
Hey Bob, thanks for having me. My name is Sumant Vakara, and I am the CEO of Qualytics Data Machines. And we are building a product platform that helps software startups and small businesses in building really cool products, but also being able to provide exceptional customer service, all with the power of AI. That's what we do.
AI is awesome. Love it there. So number two, how do we measure software quality?
So there are some set standards in measuring software quality. So there is an aspect called functional quality, where you are measuring your software for all the functional scope that you've planned out to do, and how much of it have you achieved. Then there is structural quality, which is measuring your software for things like performance, code quality, security, scalability, reusability, and maintainability. So all of these are things that software teams keep doing all the time. But more important than that is the third aspect called customer experience quality. What I mean by that is when a customer or a user is using your software, They're coming to it for a stated purpose. They're trying to achieve something that they want to do. And usually they're able to do it and leave with a positive feeling, or they're not able to do it or encounter friction while doing it, and they leave with a bad feeling. That I would call as a customer experience quality. And most software applications or products fail because of not being able to provide a very good customer experience quality to its users. So a customer doesn't leave your product because of bad code or because there's some aspect of security in there, because they're not aware of it. They leave your software product because they couldn't achieve what they set out to do with your product. And that is the single most important aspect that I think software companies need to keep a focus on and make sure that they're able to offer the best possible software experience to its customers. So making sure that every customer or every user that is using your software is able to complete the stated task without having any interruptions, without having any friction, and going from point A to point Z in completing that task. So being able to measure that or being able to monitor that and check for that in real time and as proactively as possible is the most important aspect of software quality that I think companies should measure.
Absolutely, 100% agree. Let's get to question number three. What other CEOs, founders, executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Sure. So when I look at really good leaders, I look for aspects like how much of a positive influence are they on their employees and people that work with them. And I also look for how well they're able to handle a difficult situation and how much of a compassion they maintain for their employees. So these are the aspects that I look for in leaders. And I had the pleasure of working with two such leaders that I really enjoyed and admired. So one of them is Greg Barrett, who was the chief technology officer when I worked for a company called Medavante. Mm-hmm. And I had the opportunity to work with him for almost a year and a half. And to me, that was almost like going to an MBA school, working with him. And the next person that I really admire is Andy Temte, who was the ex-CEO of Kaplan Professional, and who's a published author. And keeps writing great articles, and he also has published a recent book on leadership. And I constantly go to these people, and I look for guidance either directly or indirectly from them in trying to be a lot more like them.
Perfect. I'll look them both up. They're number four. Final fun question. Sumanth, tell me about your most epic sale.
So we are an early stage startup. So for us, every sale is an epic sale. Mm-hmm. So beyond the commercial sales, what I think of as an epic sale is when a team member decides to join us, because by joining us, they have told us that they believe in our vision, they like what we are doing, and they want to contribute to it. Mm-hmm. And I consider that as an epic sale, especially in the current scenario, because there's a great amount of talent transformation happening and people can choose to work wherever they want to. So in spite of having all those choices, if people come and work with me, I consider that as an epic sale. So I think people that are working with me right now, like Mike, my co-founder, Harish, Venu, Sahil, all these people are my greatest epic sales.
Perfect, perfect. I love that answer there. So you have 3 minutes and 15 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather. You can talk about the fact that you actually have a good green screen behind you, whatever you want, or we can end early. I'm flexible. Go for it.
Sure. So I would like to talk a little bit about what we are doing at Qualitics. So at Qualitics, we are trying to help technology startups and small businesses in not only building really cool software products, but also building a software product that can ensure a great customer experience to its users, but also at the same time, give the capability to the software creators itself in making sure that they are proactive and responsive to their customers' needs. And we are doing this with the help of AI. So right now we are running a beta promotion campaign where we are inviting software creators and software teams and developers to come and join us, try out a platform, and then evaluate us. And we appreciate any kind of feedback, any kind of critique they can give us in improving a product. But at the same time, we want to add value to software teams and software products all over. And we want to see, as a mission for the company, we want to see the further growth of AI in the software industry. Mm-hmm. And we want to help companies build the next gen software applications where higher order coding will become the norm, basically.
Perfect, perfect, love it there. So you've got 1 minute and 47 seconds left. Anything else you want to add, or we can end early? Any early is okay.
I don't have anything else.
Yeah, well, end early, that works there. You pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because it looks like Bob.
It does, it does. Your website, say it real quick.
It's qualitics.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. So, Matt, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media network tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.